Marcus Zahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लादनी का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लादनी का क्या क्या नजारा
Five minutes after 11 South African time. It's a beautiful, cold Tuesday morning here in Lanesia. I want to welcome my beloved engineer, of course, Brother Bonface, and we want to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company, and of course, we welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. It's the 2nd of Dhul-Hijjah 1442, which is also the 13th of July 2021. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the program this morning on the bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat, jazakallahu khairan to you.
Ustaz, before we go to the first question, any announcements from your side, inshallah, Ustaz?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma ba'd, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am sure by now every person, he, she, or their family has lost something either in their shops or warehouses or wherever. And remember, as Muslims, we should be reading the following dua, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily, we belong to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and to Almighty Allah is our return. And read the second part of the dua. This is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim and in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Then when calamity befalls us, then read Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, and thereafter read Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Oh beloved Allah, that you grant me reward in these difficult times, time where calamities, catastrophe has befallen us and the Ummah. وَحْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِنَا. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, you grant us a better replacement. So that much, always keep our focus on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Second message is to the family of Maulana Hamza Mia Muhammad. So they in Chatsworth, in the area Mubeni Heights, that in the 24-25 years old, he gave his life for the sake of Islam. What he did was patrolling to keep the family safe, and a bullet hit him. So definitely that is shahadat. That is martyrdom. Allah alone knows whether he was married or not. I don't remember him. They say in my last program in the Mubeni Heights Masjid, I met him, but I can't remember him. Nevertheless, Allah Jalla Wala grant his family Sabre Jameel. Allah Jalla Wala accept his shahadat. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward him, because what he was doing is something so noble, so noble. And in the prime of his life, he reached Almighty Allah's mercy. So we make dua for him. Allah Jalla Wala grant him and Jannatul Firdaus, his family Sabre Jameel. And the last message, please, I beg beg all of you that make special dua that all may Allah protect our lives, our honor, our families, and our masajid and madrasas, all our institutions, and all the places of worship, whether it's a church or whether it's a temple or whatever. In Islam, we are not allowed to cause harm and to cause problems for people. Remember, these are all places of worship. So therefore, each one of us should beg all Allah that stability, safety, security is restored and brought back into our beloved country. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Almighty Allah, grant us safety, security in this beautiful country of ours.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. I see the sister in Indonesia says, dear Honorable Mufti Sahib, my husband and my son just left now to go to the top shops and of course to stand for us, dear Mufti Sahib. My question to you, dear Mufti Sahib, is, are you telling me there are more thugs in South Africa than we, that we can stop them, police officers, officers of the law, sir? Anonymous sister.
Remember, sister, I still believe in South Africa that we can say we 55, 60 million people, that you will find many more percentage-wise decent people, honest people, and so forth. The problem is this, when the mob comes, when the thugs come, the looters come, then remember the police, the army, and so forth. So far, it seems that they're only halfway. They are doing what they're supposed to do. And many cases, they themselves seem to be so scared and so forth. So what happens is this, that they are not worried about any law and law enforcement, because you must remember, it's a mob mentality. And remember that we won't say that it's majority of South Africa. We will still say it is a minority. But what can people do? You must remember that when the police are not really doing law enforcement in so many places, every person who's contacting me, I give you, my sister, one incident, one. You see, my nephew, my late brother's son, he contacted me this morning. So I asked him, how's everything there in Heidelberg? He told me there in the African township, Rotunda, which I know very well. I grew up there. So in that area there. So you must remember, he said, whether it's Checkers, whether it's Pep Store, whether it's what, everything cleaned out. But now, from tomorrow or Thursday, Friday, there'll be no food for the people. Now, you see, that this is what happens when you go into that frenzy. You join the mob and everything, and they will loot and take. But they're not thinking what's going to happen after 3 days, 5 days, and so forth. So, therefore, what we have to do is we have to pray, and we have to put pressure on the law enforcement, and then we go and assist them. And just now, I sent out a message to our patrollers and everybody here and thank them. I mean, the whole night they were going around and so forth. So only Almighty Allah can help us, and only Almighty Allah can protect us. Remember, that is one door that will always be open for us. فَنِئْمَ Maula وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ. Allah is the best protector, and Almighty Allah is the best helper.
Ustad, with lockdown in its place, can I be the imam of my wife for salah, Ustad?
Remember, your normal salat is totally permissible, and we're encouraging that. You, O father, you, O husband, so with your sons and all that, so they will, the men will give the adhan, the iqama, and then you, the man, the husband will be in front of the father, and then the sons behind him, and then behind them will be the wife, the mother, the daughters, sisters, and so forth. So that is highly, highly encouraged in these difficult times. However, for Jumu'ah and that, you must be but careful and circumspect. You need minimum 4 men, including the imam. Minimum 4 males who are sayyid, who are mature, and the people who know that, you know, Salah, Jumu'ah, how to perform and so forth. So you need one imam. The adhan will be given. You read your sunnahs, then the second adhan, and then the 2 khutbahs in Arabic. So you just read Surah Fatiha and 1-2 surahs. Again, second one khutbah, you can do the same thing. Surah Fatiha, 1-2 surahs. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. And 1-2 du'as. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban-nar. So in that way there, and thereafter the iqamat, and thereafter the Jummah Salat, you can read in your house, read in your garage, read in your garden, wherever you feel safe and comfortable is fine in these circumstances. And then for Eid Salat, you know, next week Wednesday is Eid Salat, so there is no adhan, there is no iqama, and then you need minimum 4 men again, and who are sane and mature. That is according to the Hanafi school. First the Eid Salat, and thereafter you must remember the khutbah and so forth. So that is how it should be. So try from now to arrange and organize things. According to the Shafis and them, it's very flexible regarding the Eid Salat. Even if a person is alone, one male for example, he wants to make Eid Salat there at home, his wife and children want to join him, so all that is fine in the confines of the house. So they, you don't even need 4 men and so forth according to Shafis. One male also will suffice, 2 also will suffice. So it's very, very flexible. The most important thing is cry, beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, open our masajid, open the places of worship, and Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We are the transgressors, we are the sinners. Halat, conditions come. Remember, action and reaction, cause and effect. That is the golden law of Almighty Allah. فَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. You will never find a change in the system of Almighty Allah. We do good, good conditions will prevail. We do all upside down haram things, then remember, unfavorable conditions come. Therefore istighfar, therefore durood sharif, therefore charity, our 5 daily salat, all that will help us inshallah in this world and definitely in the year after.
I see mashallah brother Ridwan from Robert Sham, and he says make dua for him and his wife Ustad Rukeya. They are very happily married. He says, yeah, my question to you dear Mufti Saab, this yesterday I think so, you heard on Markat Sahaba saying that that brother from Cape Town should not say on Zwag for Yella. So Ustad, we just want to ask you, can we not defend for our country? Now, of course, we don't want to compare with Palestine. They're also fighting and defending for Aqsa Ustad.
Remember that we must not misconstrue what I said. The brother was saying it out of pride and so forth and so on. This is not the time that we start doing things for pride and so forth to show people and that. Everything we do, we have to see what is our motive, our intention. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Not only must we defend, it's compulsory for us as Muslims to defend ourselves, defend our wives, defend our children, defend our shops, our everything we have to defend. When the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man qutila duna malihi fawa shaheed, man qutila duna ahli fawa shaheed. If a person gets martyred whilst protecting his family, his wealth, his property, is a martyr. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam then was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happens if we kill him, the attacker? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Huwa finnar, he's in Jahannam. But you, Ummah, always beg Almighty Allah, Salullah al-Afiyah. That, remember, you must keep on begging Allah first and foremost for Afiyah, safety, comfort, protection, preservation of our Iman, our Islam, our family, and the entire population, Muslim and non-Muslim, everybody. So that is what we are supposed. Now we say, bring your gum, come, we will show you. We will do that. So that is smacking of pride. That is now of arrogance. We must not do these things here. You must remember that we're ready. You understand? We got our shooters and snipers. And Muslims don't do that. Remember that. Muslim must beg Almighty Allah for safety and comfort. So sometimes our people, they watch too many movies and all that, you know. So So what happens in the movies? They want to apply it. We all know movies are haram and all that. So they want to apply it in their real life. And they think that now we will sit there and we got enough bullets, enough magazines, and we will start, you understand? Bulala. You understand? You know Bulala. Bulala which we learn in school, you know, in the 60s. That anything that moves, we just start shooting. So that is not Muslims. You must be responsible also. And you don't start another war here between, you must remember, Indians and Africans and all. We all know our history of apartheid. So we don't. Today I say we sent out a message regarding racism and so forth and so on. So we need to be circumspect and careful also.
So Ustaz, we can't compare that brother Ridwan wants to know compared to Aqsa, Ustaz.
You can never compare to Aqsa, my brother. You must remember there for 73, 75 years and more that the struggle is going on. So yes, we can be inspired by them, but don't draw comparison. We must ask Allah for afiyat, safety, comfort. There you must remember the Muslim Ummah sold them out. The Arabs sold them out. You look at the tinpot dictators. Today, tomorrow, they're going to come and make it open. You must remember the UAE, you must remember embassy there. I sent it to our news team yesterday. So you must remember these type of things. So what you call people like that? Traitors to Islam, Muslims and Palestinians, Gaddaf. And you must remember that the Arab countries by and large, majority of them, the Muslim countries by and large, the Ummah by and large. So they have forgotten. Therefore the Palestinians said, we will give everything for Aqsa, whether it's our parents, whether it's our children, whether it's our spouses and so forth. When a nation does that and they fear nothing, but they look upon martyrdom, then Allah Ta'ala gives them victory. Whether you admit it or not, the last battle, whatever you want to call it, conflict, Allah gave them a magnificent victory against the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Even the Israeli media had to report it like that. So you must remember, so that is when we are prepared to dedicate ourselves. We can't even wake up for Fajr Salat, my brother. My brother Ridwan, I don't know you. Be honest. You know your Robert Chemba. He said Robert Chemba, right?
You start Robert Chemba.
Robert Chemba Masjid, that Masjid, this Masjid, before lockdown. And now during lockdown, when the how many people come for Fajr Salat? So we can't even do that. So what we're going to speak of jihad and all these things. But we must protect ourselves, protect our families, protect our shops, our assets, all that. We must do so. Remember that.
Allahu Akbar. The brother asking for dua, Ustaz, and he says, make him maaf. He just wanted to know from you.
No. There's nothing about maaf, brother. It's very good for you to ask good questions. You get great reward. Husnu su'al in isful ilm. But we must be careful that we don't get carried away by our emotions. That is the most important thing. And always remember, we are Muslims. We must take our guidance from the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and the action of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, and the awliyaullah and the four schools of thought.
Hussain, let's go to escort. A listener says here, is it right for a woman to demand her own living quarters to live in if per se that in her current living situation she cannot live with her husband's abusive extended family? Ustad,
remember that before I answer that question, and just now I forget, I'll come to you now, sister, 1 minute. I just need to apologize that what happened this morning, because people are sending us messages till now. You see, what happens is that normally my brother Junaid Khan, he comes here about 2:30. Mohan Arafat comes 3:30, 3:45 and so forth. So today, even they were coming, the police or the security told them, go back and don't come. There was gunshots going here and there and everything. And even myself, you know, when I'm trying to contact our brother, you know, Bonface, who's our engineer now, I told him, see, Mona Arafat and Junaid Khan come. Can you come? At least I can do my program from 5:30 to 6, you know. So he agreed. But when he came out of his house, he saw what's happening. Then he contacted me and said, no. I said, no, you don't risk your life. Nobody must risk their life. The programs will continue. you, Allah Ta'ala wants it. So we try everything, but we can't put anybody's life at risk also. We must remember that. So anyway, we apologize for what happened, and our brother Tobela from his house, you know, mashallah, what Allah bless him, reward him and guide him, that from there he did something and he put some program and so forth. So that's how we got some program playing. So we hope and we pray and we make dua that everything now changes to favorable conditions. So this was one, two programs of ours. Imagine the people who saw their shop being looted and burnt in front of their eyes. Imagine the people who lost their son or daughter or family member. So we need to look at things in a proper perspective. So we must be very clear on this. Therefore, I am begging you, each one of us, learn the simple, simple du'as. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Surah number 12, verse number 64. And that is, Ya Allah, that you are the best protector. And He Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is Arhamur Rahimin. And thereafter, mashallah, our brother Yusuf Ali, brother Bonface, brother Dawood, and then Muhammad Suleiman, Mawlana Zahid, they all came on time, mashallah. So everybody is trying, but obviously you have to make dua, we make dua. Allah protects us and the Ummah at large, and Allah Ta'ala accept us for His deen, and Allah Ta'ala let us always proclaim the voice of the truth and the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Okay, yeah, there's a three-part question. Number one is this, that I don't know what is the full story, but this is how it works out normally. There seems to be some rows and ructions between you, sister, and your husband. So that is one problem. Then there seems to be a problem between you and your mother-in-law or father-in-law or brother-in-law or sister-in-law. So that is the second problem. Now the third thing is, how do we solve these problems here? That is, in Islam problems, everybody will tell you their problems. Islam came to solve our problems. So how are we going to solve it? So whenever I deliver lectures, or people tell me ke gal avi, in Memon we say gal avi means that, you know, that is a proposal came from my daughter or my niece or sister or whatever. So I always tell them, my family or people I don't know also, and on A, you all know that, I said, see, in this day and this age, from the start, rather go separate. You understand? Husband and wife live separate. You're going to insist that she must live with your mother, so she will live there. And when these two women fight, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, and you, the son, one side is your wife, one side is your mother, then your loyalties will be torn to pieces. You see your mother crying, you can't forget everything your mother did for you. You see your wife crying, so how can you now, who's speaking the truth? Both of them will add some masala, try and give you a slant story, so that you must side with them and so forth. And so. That's what happens. I don't say 100%, but most of the time that is what happens. So to save yourself from all these type of problems, we should think a little bit far. So what? There'll be more muhabbat, more respect when you live separately. So you, the lady who feels abused emotionally, mentally, whatever, so it is your Islamic right to demand and say you want a separate flat, separate house, separate outbuilding, whatever your husband can afford. That Islam tells you, you're entitled to that. Not that you keep on fighting and every day there's like a small war and civil war going on. So I mean, we need to live with peace and harmony. That is one of the major objectives of nikah. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. You get sukoon, peace, tranquility, serenity, and Allah will increase the love and mahabba and mawadda. And now you married 20, 30, 40, 50 years. My uncle passed away last week Friday, Uncle Ibrahim Hussein, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. He was married for 65 years. Because you must remember, he passed away at the age of 19, Islamically 92 and so forth. So imagine, So now his wife passed away 2.5 years ago. So when you are married like that, 40, 50, 60 years, you don't have to say every day, oh darling, oh poppy, I love you. You have to show the compassion to one another now. That, oh my wife, I will never forget the sacrifices you made for me. And she also must then say, tell the husband, no, you also steadied the ship and you captained it well and so forth. So you have to work as a partner. And then you will see the mahabba, the mawadda, the love. That is what Islam is teaching. Not that you come to the house and mother and daughter-in-law are going for one another. So you will go crazy then. So therefore, I advise you, I'm repeating and reiterating. I know of those times that there were parents, they had 8 sons, 10 sons, and they loved all together because the hearts of people were big and the love for dunya was less. Today everything has changed. The love for dunya and the love for this world has saturated our hearts. And remember, the hearts have become small. The houses have become big. What I sent out the other day to you, the mother writes and says, I had 4 sons and I kept all of them with me. But when they got married, none of them got place for me. So that is the reality. The 4 is example also. We know of 8 and 10 and so forth. So you must remember these type of things here. Yeah? That therefore, to maintain that peace, harmony, so it's just best for all parties concerned that you love separately, and you, sister, and everybody else, keep on reading, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, bring about love and compassion between all parties.
I see Ba says, Dear Mufti Sahib, you are 100% right. You know, listeners like stories. He says, a mother narrates, yesterday I had 4 boys all sleeping with me in one room. Today, each one has his own house, but no one has any room for me, Ustad.
That's the one I sent out to you.
Somebody wants to know, yeah, Ustad. Listen to this one, Ustad. My wife had just completed her education and secured a job in a very good company. But she's required to stay away from home for 3 months as she has to undergo a training session. I would like to know from Mufti Sahib if it is permissible to send her for such training wherein she's required to stay away from family. To bring it to your notice, Mufti Sahib, she is strictly in parda. She's a very dindar woman, Ustad.
It's not permissible yet. Common sense also will tell you it's not permissible. How many things she has to sacrifice? First of all, she has to sacrifice staying with her husband. Number two, she will sacrifice, if you got children, who will be there to look after the children for the 3 months? So for this dunya, we prepare to trample on the sharia, and then we say, no, the lady will say, I'm wearing parda, I'm very pious and all that. You see, we have the wrong understanding of piety. Today our people think doing good actions, read salat, do give charity, fast, this. To do actions is easy, but the real taqwa is to abstain. If you study, analyze the word and philology of taqwa and piety, is that ijtinab anin nawahi, that you abstain and refrain from the vices. That is the difficult part. So my advice to you, you tell ABC XYZ company, whatever training, all that you want to do for me, you must remember the whole world is going in this direction via Zoom and us and all these type of things. So you do it that way there. Multinational companies, you must remember, billion dollar companies, they telling their staff to stay at home, and from there they can do everything. So if they prepare to do that, then remember, it's fine, and you will work also from home after your training and everything. If they're not prepared to do that, tell them thank you and finish it up. No negotiations. Man taraka shay'an lillah, you left something solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, because it's haram, because it's doubtful, whatever the case might be. أَوَّذَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْ Allah Jalla Wala will grant you, give you something much better as well.
I see a concern, listener says here, the Indian community in Maritzburg are burning down. They are sick and tired of the rioting and giving the squatter camps a taste of their own money due to the criminals who antagonized, robbed and plundered the community before the riots took place. Dear Mufti Sahib, is this right? Peter Maritzburg people burning black homes. Ustad?
Remember that, let's look at the situation a little bit, we go back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, yesterday, that people came, a mob came, they burned the shops, then they looted, and they did everything and so forth. So if you catch them, and then you take them to the police, or you take action against them, so till there we can say you justified. But if you start going into the township and indiscriminately you start shooting or burning their homes, so but you don't even know who is there. There might be children, there might be women who don't have anything to do with this. How can that be justified? So remember, Islam always teaches us justice. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ The hatred of a people should not make you a criminal. Just look at the glory, the beauty of the Quran. I'll give you the reference now. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ The hatred of people. So now you got the hatred of the looters, you got the hatred of the mob and so forth. So but that should not make you a criminal, that you forget justice. شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا That you don't do justice, you also must do justice. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ Exercise justice, that is the nearest to taqwa and piety. Now to go, you must remember, because emotions are running high and so forth, we take the law in our own hand, we go burn their homes, we go do this and so forth. So Islam will never allow that. Surah 5, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 8. So I beg you, brothers, that let sanity prevail. Don't start another war. We know our history in South Africa. We know what apartheid was and so forth and so on. So let us be, rather work with the police, work with the authorities, work with the security personnel and so forth. Now our emotions are high and we just start going and start shooting and start burning. And so that Islam does not allow, brothers.
Well, the question says here, it's 21 minutes to 12. I'm in a situation where every guy that seems interested in me loses interest so quickly, Ustad. I just can't find a decent partner with good qualities. Like every avenue is closed. How much hope I have kept trying, but this positivity is slowly dying down. People my age are parents, even though they did zina before. Anonymous Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whether you are a brother, whether you are a sister in Islam of mine, remember that Quran is teaching us. You see in your question, that if you look at the question you posted and you send now, you say every avenue is closing. So that is not a good statement. You must say every avenue in the world, that is what people is closing. But the one avenue, the one door, it remains open all the time. Whatever the circumstances are, see, I'm giving you verses, and you have to build your self-confidence. Number one, chapter number... So chapter number 39, verse 53. What Almighty Allah states, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse 53. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Number two, that everybody is turning against you or saying, no, this girl is no good or this boy is no good, whatever the case might be. So you turn to Allah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam. What did he teach us? Chapter 54, verse 10. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ He cried, he turned to Almighty Allah, أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. You defend me, you help me, you assist me, Ya Allah. So see the dua. And what Almighty Allah teaches us, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي The Anbiya prophets were selected by Almighty Allah. So you must now follow them in their footsteps. Chapter number 6, verse number 90. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The worry, the sorry, the anxiety, your family, your friends, the boys are getting married, the girls are getting married. Some of them, they went and committed zina, fornication. But today, it became them, you say, Eid is so happy. Me, I'm pure, I'm changed, everything. But all this are trials and tests we go through. See, I give you one example. I'll give you one example. That, now I say, Ya Allah, now what crime I committed? You're giving non-Muslim 5, 10, 20 children. You're giving Muslims, so what crime I committed? I'm not getting children, my wife is not getting children. So, we don't ask these questions. Islam means Rida Bil Qadha. We submit and surrender ourselves to Almighty Allah, and we say, whatever Allah has decreed, that is the best for us. So take that negativity and change it into positivity. So Surah 21 verse 87, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Because we don't have children, so how many countries we visited, how many people we met, how many lectures we gave overseas and that. So with Allah's help, everything is Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi. So all these things happen. So because Allah Ta'ala say for you is best you don't have, and you make yourself waqaf and give yourself for Islam. Roving ambassador of Islam. The point I'm just giving points. So the point I'm making is this, that me and you must never ever lose hope. So what you gonna do now? Every day, every night is an auspicious night. Every day is a big day. So after Zuhr today, after Maghrib, after Isha, so you read 2 rakat extra salat and read what Quran taught us, Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and grant us such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So inshallah, Allah will give you that good husband or good wife that you are aspiring, relishing, cherishing, inshallah, Aziz. Speaking of today, after Maghrib at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., inshallah, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, inshallah, Aziz, that we will be having the, you know, special program for Zulhijjah, all these nights, 4 nights, between 6 and 7 after Maghrib. It will be live on Sirius FM, live on Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So make dua for us, and inshallah the Ummah can benefit with Allah Ta'ala's mercy and grace.
We go to Springs Ustad, student of Deen. Difficult balancing motherhood and being a housewife. Honorable Mufti Sahab, please advise Ustad.
You must remember this, my mother, my sister. So whatever you are, you're the wife, you got your husband, then you got your children, then you got your studies, then you got this. In life, you must work on the principle of al-aham fal-aham. Well, what are the priorities in life? So your first priority will be your husband. Then your second priority will be your children. Your third priority will be your parents and so forth, your family. So you must, then your fourth priority will be your in-laws and so forth. Then remember that now how you're going to juggle all these things in. You want to study deen, you want to study madin madrasa, whatever it is. So remember that all this, you must have a timetable. When you have the timetable, you adhere with it, you comply with it to the best of your ability, then in that minimum time, you will see maximum benefit and so forth. So that is what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam did. So Allah Ta'ala said he was a ummah. So meaning one person, but he did the work of a ummah. Thousands of people, maybe they also could not do so much work like what he did. Obviously, we are ordinary mortals and ordinary people. He is a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, we should always try and lead a life that is worth the law of priorities. And then you will achieve a lot and obtain a lot, inshallah. Much you will obtain in minimum time.
I see somebody says, Mulana Arafat, please tell Mufti Sahab they got into Westville prison to release the prisoners. It's gone bad. Ustad.
Today somebody sent me, in fact I told my wife this morning, that I don't know, but the video they sent me was, they said Amzinto prison also was burnt and the prisoners are on the roof and so forth. And now they gone into Westwell and so forth, according to what you are telling us. So only Almighty Allah can help us, you must remember. I still can't understand this. An easy solution for this is, they just give the man, our former President Zuma, that give him a pardon or give him a fine and get him out of the jail and so forth, and that will calm down so many things. But the problem is what? The ANC and the government has so many own factions of their own. So this one wants to show that one a point, and this one wants to show that one a point, and so forth. So now me and you, the ordinary Joe in the street, the ordinary Abdullah Abdul Qadir, ordinary Fatima Zainab in the street, we have to pay the price. If you just see Muslims, then we'll come to others. Mm-hmm. If you just see Muslims, go to Tonga, go to Stenga, go to other places, and this is examples, Cliptown and wherever, and see Tambiza and so forth, see you, their Muslims have lost millions and billions of rands already. Then you take the non-Muslims also, what things, their whole businesses and so forth have been cleaned out totally and absolutely. So now you must remember that these people will come out. Allah alone know what crimes they committed. Some might be murder, some might be rape, some might be sodomy, some might be what and what, Allah alone knows. So what will happen to society? So I still can't, this is beyond me. You're seeing everything going. So remember, yesterday the president, he could have easily turned the tide in his favor and the government's favor, and the people say that I pardon him. Oh, that, you know, the constitutional court will now pass the verdict, whatever, so and so, and they just change it to a fine or pardon or whatever. Something like that, you know. So that would cool down the tempers of people, and people will not be so emotionally charged. Like this, you are playing into their hands. You must remember this. And whether you like it or don't like it, I'm not a politician. I don't belong to any party. But I see this as very poor leadership. You must remember that.
I see Bar says in Pretoria, Ustad Lodium, dear Mufti Sahab, what you talking about? They just cleared my daughter's chemist, pharmacy, Ustad, from Pretoria, Ustad.
Yes, you must remember that today one of my close friends from Ispingo, he told me that, and they all involved in medical, you know. So you must remember his daughter is a doctor and this. And they packed everything and they put everything in the warehouse, because the next day, today or tomorrow or so, they're supposed to bring it to Johannesburg and so forth. And yesterday the mob went in there and they burnt everything. When I looked at it, you know, now you just start crying. Millions and millions of rands gone to finish. You understand? So this is it. But again, we have to ask ourselves also one question. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ, that we Muslims, that when Allah Ta'ala gave us all these bounties and favors, did we really make shukr? Did we really play our part of gratitude to Allah? Each one. I must ask myself, you must ask yourself, each one of us. So we will see majority of me and you, we made kufran. Kufran means we are ungrateful. So when a people and a nation become ungrateful, Quran says, فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah Jalla Wala brings about poverty, unemployment, والخوف. All of us are living in fear. Somebody more, somebody less, and so forth. So remember, bima kanu yasnaun. So we need also to do some introspection. Turn to Almighty Allah more and more. Sometimes calamities come, then we realize that all these worldly gadgets we got, they cannot give us true security and safety. Only Allah can give it to us. So therefore, turn, fafirru ilallah, rush towards Almighty Allah. Allah and the mercy of Almighty Allah. Tell your daughter, my brother, that first thing she must do, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And with that she must read, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Ya Allah, you reward me in this calamity, catastrophe of mine. Wakhlufli khayra mina. Ya Allah, you give me a better replacement. And she must still read two rakat salatu shukr. Why? Ya Allah, they stole my things from my pharmacy. They stole this, they stole. But they did not steal my iman and my Islam. They did not steal my iman and my Islam. See, you know, sometimes in life I have to share with you, you know, my personal things as a lesson for everyone. And my father passed away in Ramadan, you know, 1982. So I couldn't go to the masjid because exactly Isha time, Azan, and he passed away. I was there, my mother was there, and so forth and so on. In our arms he passed away. Anyway, now I had to phone my ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, tell him, you know, I wouldn't come for Taraweeh and masjid because this happened. So my brother was there, one brother was in Makkah, Ahmad Rashid, he came, he made it in time for the funeral. That's another story, Karamat from Makkah to come and make it in time for the funeral. My other brother, Abdul Ghaffar, was there, both of them passed away, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. Parents passed away, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. So now we made mashura, this, that, all this thing. So I told my brother, see, we have to read Isha, we have to read Taraweeh, and before we start Isha, read two rakat salat to shukr. So he looked at me like, you know, that this is Brother Abdul Ghaffar, Ahmed was there. He was very surprised that our father just passed away and you're saying read two rakat salat to shukr. So I said, what could we do if Allah Ta'ala took father and mother one time? You see? So, halat, conditions come. But we must make shukr to Allah. Our iman is still with us. Our Islam is still with us. That is the greatest gift Allah has given. So we must be very thankful for that. If you take a non-Muslim, boyfriend, girlfriend, they just break up, you understand. Many a time you will read in a newspaper or in the news on the phone and whatever you, that the boyfriend or the girlfriend just took a gun and they shot themselves, committed suicide, end of the story. Because for them, there is no supreme being. There's no iman. Iman brings about aman. Iman brings about safety and security. So this iman is our everlasting, you understand, greatest bounty. And it brings about that sense of safety, security. Because it's an article of faith for us. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ Good, bad, happy, sad. Everything comes from Almighty Allah. So therefore, we must never complain to, Ya Allah, why you did this, why you did... No, we don't do that. What we say, that Ya Allah, I will be more loyal to you. I will be dedicate my life more to you and make more shukr to you. La in shakartum, la azidannakum. If you are grateful, then I'll increase my bounties to you. Wa la in kafartum, if you are ungrateful, inna adabi la shadeed, then my punishment also is very, very severe. So what they're doing, the mob and the looters, that 100%, any person in his mind saying we will condemn it, we must condemn it. But remember that at the same time, we need to do introspection and we need to do some real soul searching as well.
I see, Ustad, as the listener says here, Mufti Sahib, you are right. It will solve the problem. Set Zuma free. President playing with our lives. President waiting for Zuma to ask for pardon. And I see Sister Zulfa as well. She says, Mufti Sahib, it's happening in Kwamashu. Ustad.
You know, Kwamashu, there's family members of mine. Oh. They sent a message. Somebody sent it. Her husband, doctor, wife, doctor, all that. I don't know, did they go there or not, or somebody contacted them. I imagine the husband is doctor, wife is doctor, this, and all these type of things. Next day, even if you want to go there or you see what people send you, everything of yours is finished. It's just ash lying there. So what will you say now? So you must remember these type of things here. So remember, our people must realize also that sometimes we look for places, we say that, you know, I can make maximum amount of money in minimum time. But we don't think that if, I'm not saying specially about them, I'm speaking generally, that you must remember that what can happen, that we go to such places that if the mob and the looters come, in 1 hour, half an hour, 15 minutes, they can clean up everything. You saw what happened in so many places. Big malls, in 1 hour, they cleared everything up. So only Allah Ta'ala help us remember this, and remember, we hope the government will become more proactive and not let their factions and all that and infighting cause more problems for us. They need to lead with, you understand, wisdom and prudence and so forth, and not here to settle battles among themselves. That is something I can't understand, that we, the country, must suffer because of their internal battles.
Listen, I think, Ustaz, don't you think that they should go to escort president and burn it down and take Zuma out, Ustaz?
So, if they do, then what happens to the other people?
Allah.
So you must remember that we can't. Remember, I'm on media for more than 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I never, ever advocate this, that people must take the law in their own hands. People must now just go and start burning and shooting. You're going to create a civil war here. Remember this.
Mm.
You know, just go back. We suffer from selective amnesia, you know. Short memories we have. You know, South Africa in 1994 was on a knife edge. You know, Chris Hani, he was assassinated. And this was just before the elections and all these things here. But people stocked up, but people went to the masjid, people went to etikaf, people started fasting, people started crying, people started making dua, and Allah Ta'ala saved the day for us. You must remember this. So same thing we have to do. That cry to Allah, beg Almighty Allah, see our brother, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. How many nights now? 5 nights I think it is. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 5 nights have passed, we don't know. So imagine what's going through his mind and so forth. His parents, his wife, his children, his brothers, his sister, all of them. So Allah alone protect him, bring him back safely to his family.
Ameen.
Daily we are crying, begging Almighty Allah. So imagine challenges, tests and trials the families go through. So then the businesses and so many other things you have to look at and so forth. So may Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy. And we all are sinners, but we must admit we are sinners and say, Ya Allah, I admit I'm a sinner and a transgressor, but I beg you for your mercy, because you are Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. Last question.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, if a woman is being her own boss and leaving her husband's town to work, because she is highly educated. Is it right, Islamically, Ustaz?
Not right. You must remember, in Islam, the breadwinner must be the husband, the father. Not the other way around, that she got string of degrees, the husband is sitting at home, or he says, what must I work for? My wife's wages are 50,000, 100,000, 200,000. So that he sits on his laurels and think of Hadi and all that. It don't work that way there. So Islamically, that is unacceptable, not permissible. Okay, let us give you the rundown of the program. 12 o'clock will be the news, inshallah. 12 to 1, Mufti Ibrahim Salehji, the majlis there from Spingo Beach, inshallah. Very interesting. 1 o'clock, Adhan. 1:05 to 1:30, Surah Qasas, verses 51 to 55. 1:30 to 2, Surah Tawbah, verses 16 to verses 18. So that will be from our archives. 2 to 3, Madrasa on Air, Maulana Zahid Khan. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. But this Q&A we didn't have, so maybe they'll put the old one day, inshallah. And then 3:30 to 4 will be that Quran Ki Ta'aleem. So what are the teaching of the Quran? You must remember Maulana Tanwirul Haq of Karachi, Pakistan. Then 4 to 5, Maulana Ibrahim Adam Rahimahullah of Cape Town. He's speaking about Tawheed and the correct belief structure we must have. Very interesting. 5 to 6 will be, today will be 5 to 6, Maulana Khalid Yaqub Yaqub. 6 o'clock I will be on, inshallah, to 7, and that will be the special Zul Hijjah program, inshallah Al-Aziz. Then 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir. 7:30 to 8 will be, inshallah, Maulana Yunus Patel. 8 to 10 will be our brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. And after that, 10 to 11, Maulana Ridwan Khaji. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Khadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.